It would be a good start if you were cleaning up the organization, if you were changing the systems, and if those things were then going to, if you were going to go out and have that experience and then come back and have it supported, that could be a great start.
Okay,
could really do a lot of healing.
Okay, now what you're saying is by doing that, you could work on the interpersonal and the personal, but done right. And then if you got systemic reinforcement, which also manifested itself in the way performance agreements at the managerial level, which empowers people, were written, now you're working at all four levels. Okay, let's try this panacea. What we need is to reorganize. Okay, this doesn't deal with the personal, interpersonal, managerial. Only one part of the organizational, not the core of it, through which you get your criteria for the organization and for the style. You see, we have to adapt to constant change in reality, so we need to rearrange. What we need to do is to come up with a new compensation system. Different part of the organization, dealing with one level. And will it produce some good results?
Maybe. Yeah.
It might produce some new short-term results. But what will be the other byproducts of this chemical intervention into your body when your real lifestyle is still nothing but junk food and no exercise? In fact, the medical analogy, the body analogy, in my opinion, is such a powerful metaphor for so many reasons. I honestly believe the study of the body and its processes is about as good a metaphor for an organization as there is, seriously. What kind of problems does medicine focus on, chronic or acute?
Acute.
What's acute?
Now.
Yeah, now and painful, debilitating, see? Okay, what's chronic?
Long-term.
Okay, causal, persisting. Is it possible to have no acuteness but a lot of chronic?
Yes.
Then what's the language of people if it ain't
broke,
don't fix it, see? Even though you know the chronic is going on, eventually it'll have its day. It will come out. Now, why is it that medicine does not focus on chronic? Gives very little attention, like 1%, and the rest is on the diagnosis and treatment of acute illness. Why?
They don't have a prevention paradigm. They have a fix-it paradigm.
But why don't they?
Insurance
doesn't work. There's no money in it.
Sure, but why isn't there money in it?
The rewards are for fixing the...
But pain. Why?
People hurt. People
systems want. And structures?
What? What?
That's what people want.
That's it, you see? That's what drives it. Medicine is a following profession. It's not a leading profession. It's a following profession. What people want is not to change their lifestyle. They want the chemical intervention. They want the quick fix. They want to be freed of the pain. They don't want to deal with their lifestyle issues. In fact, it's estimated, I think, by the AMA that like 3/4 of all illnesses are lifestyle caused. And even people who have strong genetic tendencies, they're the ones that have to be most careful about lifestyle rather than to absolve themselves in the name of, well, it's my genes, see. I took that seriously one time and used to massage my head consistently. I even blow dry now for extra body. It's working? But you see the point. Now, literally, most organizations are not into the chronic. They're into the acute. So that's why they want a quick fix, where they take one element of those four levels and rearrange it. It's that guy. If we could just change that one boss. He's the one. And it could be that it could be a very influential person. But it could be that there's many, many other elements that are untouched, see? But the changing of that one influences everything and touches everything, perhaps in a way that you never intended at all.